from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing it out complete across the 25 to the 28 to Jermichael Hasty. I was trying to figure out that was a shoe that came flying out, and it was his shoe.
How
that came
good
flying out.
Is this guy? This guy's a living legend already.
Stop it.
NBC had Sunday Night Football last night, quote football, the Patriots and the Commanders. Now we wait until next Thursday, Ravens Chiefs in the season opener. Drake May in New England, I talked about this a little bit earlier. He has, you know, shown his talent, maybe even on that play where he loses his shoe, perhaps. But I don't know. Like, the coach seems like he kind of equivocates on this. Maybe he's learning how to talk about this without giving up all the answers. The Patriot way. It just has seemed all summer, talking to Mike Giardi a number of times, like they want to go slow with May. I don't know how slow, what they think is ideal. I think most teams, in most situations, they want it to be a few games. You know, Caleb Williams, undeniable. Why, you know, mess around? He'll play week one. Jaden Daniels, you know, other guys in other years. But, you know, thinking about Allen, what happened here, and a lot of other examples this year, we had, what, 6 quarterbacks in the first round. McCarthy, before he got hurt, was not going to play week one. Of course, Michael Penix in Atlanta is not. I think Nix is. That might have even already been announced. I think it was. Williams and Daniels. So it's going to be 3 out of 6, unless May, which would be 4 rookies. How do you decide? You know, there's always a good back and forth on this. The biggest factor is what you think is best for the rookies, you know, overall. Whether it's his psyche, anything related to that, that's the biggest factor. It's not play the guy that gives you the best chance to win, right? We know it's not that. It's what May is the investment. Allen here was the investment. There's no more important person in the organization than these rookie quarterbacks, first-round picks. That's the most important thing. If they can't protect him and he looks better than Brissett, it's still Brissett. Because they just don't want to get him injured, of course, but I think psyched out, whatever it might be. I'm into him, though. I liked him over Daniels, for whatever that's worth. As the second overall pick, Daniels goes to, won the Heisman. Not like he's not a great prospect, too. But I liked May over him, and I think probably it's a good bet that the Patriots did well there, but maybe not right away. Maybe it's going to be a while before we sort of see the fruit. 803-0550. Speaking of quarterbacks, Malik Willis was traded. I brought this up earlier and also last week, with the Bills having some uncertainty, maybe more than we're assuming, I don't know, at backup quarterback. What should they do? Earlier, I got a call about it. My favorite idea was something like this. Willis or Trey Lance, if you can get them. I had no idea whether they would be traded, but there are multiple, at least with Tennessee, there were multiple backup quarterbacks. So he was certainly, you know, somebody was going to get squeezed there. And Lance is one of at least three in Dallas. Doesn't sound great. And he's played a lot in the preseason, so we'll see if that's a move coming up tomorrow. But that's my favorite kind of idea. You know, when you've got Allen, let's make it interesting at that position and bring in somebody who might be able to play even a role without an Allen injury. Like Justin Fields, I think probably should in Pittsburgh. I don't know if that's going to happen. Coaches don't seem to like to do that. Organizations want kind of what the Bills have done at that position, which is to play it safe. Not like Trubisky's super good, but experienced and has been here already before. Like the kinds of intangibles type stuff that they want from that position rather than a wild card. And if that's not the wrong way to put it, with Willis, who's going to Green Bay, or what Lance would be, you know, yes, you would potentially need them to not get you killed if they had to start games. And I don't know, is one better? Is Trubisky a better idea than like Lance would be, or that even Malik Willis would be? At least with the latter guys, you can maybe get creative with them. And also, I mean, the upside might be there. We haven't seen them, well, mostly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggle in the league. I mean, they've neither guy's gotten really a chance yet. That's going to tell you something, but not everything. So I liked that idea for the Bills. I'm not sure if they were ever interested. I do think they were interested in Lance last year for a minute before he was traded to Dallas. Saw from our old friend Evan Abrams. Is it the Action Network? I think, Evan, he was on our show weekly a few years back talking about spreads and all that kind of stuff. He tweeted that this, I know it's right, but it's just something to sort of wow when you read it or hear it, that the Jets have become the AFC East betting favorite, passing the Bills for whatever reason. You know, maybe Joe Ostrowski said this the other day, that there is it matters who the team is, what the market size is. You know, a so-called national team, there's just going to be more money bet on certain teams than others, no matter what the teams are or look like. And I don't know, did he say that the Jets sort of are that? New York City, Rodgers, they're easy to me to buy into. We've gone back and forth with Bulldog here all summer because he disagrees. But they have become the betting favorite. Evan Abrams tweeted that the Jets have not been the AFC East betting favorite since 2002. And that seems right. I mean, it's a long time ago. All those New England years, these recent Bills years, New England might have been the division favorite. I mean, they probably were every single one of those years until Brady left. Probably. I don't know. They probably were favored over the Bills the last year he was there, I would think. And probably it's the Bills ever since. But right now it's the Jets, making the Jets one of three teams to have not been favored in their division since at least 2002. The others go back longer, although I don't have the dates. Cleveland has not been the AFC North favorite, I don't know, ever? Like, going back to before they left Cleveland? I'm not sure they would have been after that. They were terrible when they returned. So I'm guessing that with the Browns, it goes back to, like, Kozar, since they've been favored in their division. And Washington is the third. Not since 2002. They might have been around, you know, those years. NFC East is tough for me to, like, remember very well, because they have this thing where every year for many years running, whoever won that division last year didn't repeat. And that would be Dallas now. But, you know, Dallas and Philly going back and forth, some years in there with the Giants. No team has won the NFC East twice in a row, I think at least that long, 20 plus years. So Washington, they're not the favorite this year either. Jets, Browns, Washington are the three that have not been favored in their divisions for so long. Man, I'm ready for the opener. It's still going to be a while here. We've got this weird week where there's no game, Labor Day weekend. At the same time, I want it, but I also want to just, like, relax a little bit. I'm sitting up here, edge of my seat. Like, I'm so excited for this season to get here and to be done with all kinds of the preseason stuff. Already you're seeing today, Malik Willis, some Denver news, teams trying to figure out ways to trade guys that they're otherwise planning to cut, using their media friends to help them, if that actually helps. Tomorrow's going to be noisy, and tonight maybe too. But then we get past that, and it's game on. These veterans, I mentioned this before Ray Davis came on, I think it was, like Tim Patrick in Denver, Samaje Perine in Denver, and there'll be more. Malik Willis was moved. Players that are probably not making their team. Some are surprising, some are less surprising. Will the Bills dabble? You'd think that they would, of course, pay attention to it and, you know, maybe are ready to consider certain moves. Why wouldn't they? But that whole wide receiver topic, have they got to a point where they have what they want? MVS is hurt. Samuel is hurt. That might play into it too. Maybe there'll be a Tim Patrick or somebody else to talk about. It seems like there should be. It's only been about 10 different players. Maybe that's really the number over the summer that have been brought in, or the Corey Davis report idea we had the one day. So the Bills have really been going hard after it for different guys at that position. Maybe they're not done yet. I don't know. Depending on who the guy is, I probably would support it. We'll see what happens tomorrow. 803-0550 for your calls. Bulldog is off. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.